Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for March 1st, 2022. Looks like Americans were definitely ready for the pandemic to be done. A new AP poll shows fewer people now than in January are worried they'll get infected, only 24%. Of those who say they still worry, about two-thirds are fully vaccinated, while only 40% are unvaccinated. Most Americans think the virus will stick around as a mild illness. Public support for masking requirements has also gone down, but Americans are still more likely to favor than oppose mask mandates, 50% to 28%. They're still worrying in Hong Kong after another record 34,466 new infections yesterday and deaths continuing to climb. Now, authorities have begun assessing the possibility of locking down the entire city. It remains to be seen whether that would be done through legislation or some other way, but just the rumor of a lockdown sent shoppers racing to supermarket shelves to stock up. Pfizer's had a pretty good effectiveness record, but it turns out in kids, not so much. Data from the New York State Department of Health shows for kids 5 to 11, effectiveness waned quickly during the Omicron surge. It still protected against severe disease, though. Within 1 month, effectiveness against infection fell from 68% down to 12% in that young age group. School kids in California, Oregon, and Washington won't have to wear masks anymore. The three Democratic governors of those states made a joint announcement to that effect yesterday. Those states have had some of the strictest safety measures during the pandemic, and that included masking up 7.5 million school-age children. The change begins March 12th and applies to all kids regardless of vaccination status. COVID not scary enough for you? How about learning COVID tests can kill you? Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center's Drug and Poison Information Center says those home test kits contain sodium azide, and they're getting a surge of calls about poisonings from it. New York and Texas are also sounding the alarm. The chemical is mainly used in car airbags and to kill bugs. Ingesting it can cause low blood pressure, dizziness, headaches, and heart palpitations. Large amounts of it can lead to respiratory failure and death. Of course, you're not supposed to ingest anything from COVID tests, but somehow people manage to do so. In the United States, cases were down 62%, deaths are down 24%, and hospitalizations are down 44% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The five areas that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Ohio, West Virginia, Maine, Tennessee, and the Northern Mariana Islands. There are 26,171,931 active cases in the United States. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Manassas Park, Virginia; Nome Census Area, Alaska; Perry, Kentucky; Elmore, Idaho; Fayette, Alabama; Lynn, Missouri; Morgan, Kentucky; Ada, Idaho; Aroostook, Maine; and Gooding, Idaho. There have been 950,472 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated: Rhode Island at 80.8%, Vermont at 80%, and Maine at 78.9%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Wyoming at 50.4%, Alabama at 50.5%, and Mississippi at 50.8%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 64.9%. Globally, cases were down 34% and deaths down 19% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are 62,674,400 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases: South Korea, 139,615, Russia, 106,920, Germany, 95,396, Turkey, 64,275, and Japan, 63,703. There have been 5,955,552 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.